This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
You're alone with a lover unlike no other.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12 o'clock. Martin will be here at 11. Terrence Curry is going to join us at 11:40. But right now, it's our pleasure to welcome one of the great high school football coaches we've ever had in our town. He is Darren Sunkett from East St. Louis, a man who's won 3 state championships. This year, they finished ranked number 4 in Class 7A. Coach, good to be with you. How are you?
Pretty good, Frank. How's everything?
Very good. So Wednesday's National Signing Day. I know one player you're real proud about. He's a great kid, good family. DeMont Taylor is going to sign with Northern Illinois?
Yes, sir. He's going to sign with Northern Illinois on tomorrow morning. So, like I said, we're proud of that kid. He's a 4-year starter for us, and he's put in a lot of work over the course of his high school career.
And his best football may be still to come, correct?
Oh, it's still to come. You know, the kid, he has a very high ceiling. You know, I'm looking for the kid to grow a couple more inches. And you know, the sky's limit for that kid. But he's had, an outstanding high school career. And Northern Illinois, they've really got them a good one.
Anybody else signing tomorrow? Or could this go on a little bit longer with some of your other players?
We got Darrell Simmons. He's going to sign tomorrow with Iowa State. He played right tackle for us. And so it'll be best just those two signing tomorrow, and everybody else is going to wait till February. We've got a couple guys who are kind of they're deciding on which 1AA school they want to sign with, you know. So you get how it is. 1AA schools, they come in a little later and pick up the scraps. So, you know, our guys are still taking those visits right now with schools like Iowa State, Carbondale, and SEMO. So we'll figure that out come February.
Are you a fan of the early signing period? Do you think it's a good idea?
You know, I kind of liked it when football was unique, with just that one big signing day with all the hoopla around it, you know. But, you know, you got to go at the time. So, you know, we got the early one and the late one now, so you got to deal with it.
Okay, so your junior class has some real star players. Antonio Johnson, the 4-star safety, is he as good a player as you've had in a while?
Antonio, he's pretty good. You know, he's a very gifted athlete, and, you know, we're definitely looking for big things from him. He's a two-way player for us this year and had a pretty good junior campaign. So, I mean, he's got everybody in country recruiting him right now, and he's Under Armour All-American, and, you know, he's got some great things going for him.
Any other 4 or 5 stars in that junior class of yours?
Yeah, we got Luan Powell. He's also a 4-star kid. Who has several Power 5 offers. He's another wide receiver safety for us. We got DeMonte Witherspoon, our running back, who just picked up an offer from Southern Miss. We got Javonte Spraggins, who plays guard for us, who Mizzou just came in, and I believe they're going to offer him when we come back once the dead period's over with. And then I got another kid, Kendrick Scarborough, plays linebacker for us. He also has an offer from Southern Miss. So we got some pretty good. We've got a pretty good junior class.
Boy, that's outstanding. You got 5 Division I players. That's really impressive. I want to ask you about Jeff Thomas, because it was certainly looked like it was after he's going to leave Miami that it was trending Missouri's way. First Illinois, then it was trending Missouri's way, and now could it be back? How would you characterize that, Coach?
I tell you, it's been like a seesaw effect. You know, he just been going back and forth, and like I say, it was Missouri at one point, and then you know he swayed, started leaning toward Illinois. So I'm like everyone else with this. You know, I talk to Jeff, and, you know, one conversation is Missouri, one conversation is Illinois. So I pretty much don't know where the kid's going to go. You know, I just don't want him to come back here. You know, I want him to finish up his career and hopefully have a pretty good professional career. So, you know, wherever Jeff goes, you know, we're going to support him, whether it's Illinois or Missouri, you know. And our opinion, they're both home-based schools for us, you know, with us being right there in the metro area. So either school was fine with me.
And you don't anticipate a decision being made tomorrow on his future?
I don't anticipate it being made tomorrow, no.
Okay. I want to ask you before I let you go. is there is some talk that they want to move East St. Louis from 7A, where you've been dominant as good as any team in the state, to Class 6 or Class 5. And I'm wondering, how do you feel about that, and what's your reaction?
You know, I tell you, Frank, it's a pretty tricky situation. You know, we're actually, when I looked at the enrollment this year, we should have been playing 5A ball. Right the past 2, 3, 4 years, it should have been 6A ball or 5A, just the way our enrollment fluctuates. So, yeah, I mean, you know, our conference has enacted a rule where all schools have to play where their enrollment lies. And, you know, after, you know, doing some deep search and really looking into this thing with the numbers that we have and the injury games that happens, you know, we've had some pretty significant injuries the past couple of years has pretty much hurt us with the deep runs and playoffs we've been making. It might not be a bad idea for us to play on the level that we're supposed to play, which would be 5 or 6A, just because of the depth issue. You know, you hate for someone to dictate where you're going to play. You know, I don't like that part of it. You know, but you know, I mean, it's our conference, and you know, I mean, we're going to follow our conference rules. But I do believe they're talking about this. We might have another meeting where they may let us play where we would like to play. But all in all, you know, after really looking at the situation, if we were to play what we should have played the last couple of years, we probably would have won back-to-back state championships. But you know, I mean, hindsight's 2020, so. You know, I mean, we're looking forward to next year, and most likely we'll be a 5A school. And if that's the case, we'll play 5A ball, and hopefully we'll dominate at the 5A level this year.
One final thought before I let you go: how about your role in these players' lives? I mean, you just mentioned like five guys who are going to go to college because of football, and hopefully they'll get an education, a degree, and then when they're done playing, they can use that degree. I imagine, you know, nobody works harder than you or your program. What does football mean to some of these players, and how big a role is it for them?
Yeah, I mean, football is a very big role. It's a big motivation, number one. You know, it's something that keeps them involved, In school, you know, where it's just not their regular school setting that school grind that they have to deal with. So, you know, football is an outlet. Football keeps our kids off the streets. It keeps them from getting in trouble. And, you know, so it plays a very important role, you know. And with football, we stress the academic part of it also. And, you know, I mean, the kids we're talking about, I mean, all these guys, this great junior class we have this upcoming year, every last one of these kids have over a 3.0 grade point average. So there's not going to be a problem with these guys even qualifying to get in college. So that's a great thing. You know, you talk about DeMond Taylor and Darryl Sims, who are signing tomorrow. No academic issues. You know, these guys come in school, they do their schoolwork, they go to practice every day, they train in the off season. So, I mean, it's a great outlet, man. And, you know, I mean, we put a lot of pressure on our kids to do well book-wise and then do well on the field. So when you see them have this type of success and have that opportunity to go off to college, I mean, it's a great day for us. So we definitely look forward to Wednesdays.
And then I lied. One last thought. For Mizzou fans, give us an idea on how hard you think Barry Odom has worked and how he's tried to get into your program.
I tell you, Barry's doing great things around here. You know, just a couple months ago, he had a meeting with all the coaches in the St. Louis area and just asked everybody's thoughts as far as what did he need to do to do a better job recruiting this area. And you know, he's open. You know, he wants to know how can he get into our kids' living rooms and get our kids down to Columbia. And you know, he's doing some very good things. He's got a great recruiter in Coach Ford who comes down here and he really pounds the pavement. So, you know, he's doing great, you know, and I got to give Lovie Smith the same thing, same type of credit. He's here He's working. He's trying to get the top athletes he can get. You know, he had a great hire in Corey. You know, a young up and coming coach to try to bring recruit this area and bring our athletes down to Champaign. So, you know, and in my opinion, if our kids go to Missoula or Illinois, and that's this whole metro area, I think we're supporting two great programs that really supports our area.
Good stuff. Coach, congrats on another great season. We'll talk down the road. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Darren Sunkett, the outstanding coach at East St. Louis. Brian, before we go to break, do you have time to read maybe a couple of texts out there that may be somewhat interesting?
Let's see. Great show today, Frank. Quick question. Is there anything to talk about concerning the Oakland Raiders coming to St. Louis and playing one season at the Dome in 2019?
I would absolutely love it, but I don't think there's any chance, especially because Kitty Radcliffe probably has the Dome or the convention center booked. It would be pretty tough to
have that happen. Well, if I'm the NFL, I'm not looking to help a city that's suing us.
Yeah. $120 million probably, too.
Right, that's kind of what it comes down to. Matt Demers, do you think the huge amounts of pay for NBA players has anything to do with there being fewer of them to pay? Roster size, NBA 12, MLB 25, football 53.
Okay, that's probably a roll, but here's a perfect one from Mike Claiborne. The NBA has a 9-year, $24 billion contract for TV, and nearly $4 billion annual merchandise deal is why guys get paid. Every sport has head-scratcher contracts. The NBA is on an incredible roll because of the salary cap. Just think, the owners are making even more money where they can write the check and not lose sleep or on paying their mortgage. That's amazing, yeah. Because let's face it, when you buy kids' jerseys, you probably buy NBA jerseys, right? You don't buy Major League Baseball jerseys for kids.
No, you're right.
Maybe some football, but the NBA is where it's at.
Never hockey. You don't really see people wearing hockey jerseys out and about.
All right, we'll take a short time out. Martin will join us when we come back.